Before the dog speaks, I just wanted to say I didn't ask the precious. Tonight is my grandmother's year tonight. Nechama Gittel Bas Avraham. I just want to say one nakuda. She was born on Hey Adar, and she passed away on Hey Adar. But she's a tzaddikas nisayas because didn't necessarily feel that way for my mom. It's a hard life. But I did want to say that my grandmother was Moser Nefesh for Jewish education, and I think a night like tonight, where it's not just Jewish education in the formative years, but continual Jewish education, that we still want to learn, that we want to continue learning, would be the biggest Elias Neshama for her, because she spent every amount of money she had to make sure that my mom went to a Jewish school. So thank you so much for Joey and Kodesh and of Rubenstein.
Shout out to Joey. Thank you to Kodesh for hosting such a beautiful get-together in Malacha Malka. Singing songs of the Chadoidi. This is really what Malacha Malka is. It's a hergish, not that we're leaving Shabbos, but that we're continuing Shabbos. I really wouldn't have accepted to share any words. But Joey's Torah is beautiful. And give me tremendous simcha. And she has a marvelous simcha to see how much the Olam appreciates and is mishkaikik to hear his words. But Chvoidei, he asked me to share something once, twice, so I had to say no. Something very short. Very puzzling Gemara. My cousin Daf Yechesim and Aleph just had another Daf Yomi. We'll connect it to the parasha. Paro Shahaya Bibei Moshe. The Paro who lived in the days of Moshe. Hu Amma. He himself was the size of an Amma, which is not very, very big. 3 feet. Uzakano Amma. And his beard was an Amma long. And his bris, his orla really, was also an Amma Nezeres, l'kayim mashin emar, u'shval anashim yakim alea, to be mekayim the words of the Navi, that even shval anashim, even a midget, yakim alea will rule over you. Of course, this Gemara is very, very puzzling. Since when do we give dimensions to anybody? So unusual, the types of dimensions. Do we have the dimensions of Rabbi Akiva or Moshe Rabbeinu? The dimensions of power we have, and it's an Amma of Achzeres. So listen to the words of the Nefesh HaChaim. And many tzaddikim echo this idea, Talmid Bar Shem Tov, the Shlach Kaddish in many places. This is in Shar Aleph, in the Haggah. So he writes, "V'zayis harei ki vaday ikir inyan hakodesh v'hamikdash, hakodesh v'hamikdash, the ikir inyan of the mikdash, v'shchiya shchinasa yisbarach hu ha'adam." But Hashem Yisbarach really intended, and the concept of Mishkan was the Adam. She'im yiskadesh atzma karoi v'kim ha'mitzvahs. That if he's mekadesh himself properly through mitzvahs, kulam heim tuliyim gankim b'sharshon ha'elyon, everything is connected to higher places. As hu atzmo hamikdash mamish, then the yid could be the mikdash. Uvesoyche Hashem yisbarach, and within him Hashem, as it says in Yirmiyah, heichel Hashem heima, heichel Hashem heima. And then he quotes the Medrash, which La'alshech quotes, b'shachanti b'soycham, b'soychoy le'ne'amah, it doesn't say in it, Ela b'seicham, within the Jewish people. And then he goes on to say some very, very sweet words. U'ladarkenu yeshlemar, based on everything which we're saying, al tachshavu, don't think, shetachlis kavanasi hu asiyas hamikdash hachitzoni. Hashem doesn't want l'chatchila a mikdash which was made out of eitzim and avanim. Elish Tedu Shekol Tachlis Vitzani Vitavnis Amishka Machol Kelav. The entire purpose of the Mishkan and its Kelim is L'ram Izlachem. Rak L'ram Izlachem. Shemi Menu Tiru, that you should look at this. V'chein Tasu Aten Es Atzmechem. Make yourself into a Mikdash. Shetihiyu Aten B'maseichem Haritzuyim Ketavnis Amishkan Bekelav. Kulam Kedoshim, Ruuyim, Muchanim, Lahashra, Shchinasai, Beseichechem Mamesh, V'zehu, as it says in the Parsha, V'asu L'mikdash V'shachanti B'seichem. Now, the Vashamta was a very important klal. As it says in the Mishnah and Avos, Mikom Alamda Hiskalti, to learn from everyone. But the Vashamta says, based on a lashon in David HaMelech and Tehillim, you call even from our enemies we have what to learn. Everything is kulu elokos, kulu chachma. It's interesting that when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim, so there was Gidlu Shechin on the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but they didn't sing Shira. They only sang Shira when it was Kriyas Yamsuf. Why? If there was Gidlu Shechin by Yitzias Mitzrayim and also by the Yamsuf, why couldn't they sing Shira earlier? But the Eimek HaDvarim is that the Gilui Shechina which took place on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was fundamentally different than what took place by Yam Tov. Hashem said to Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim, don't leave your homes. And they weren't able to see that revelation of Shechina in Mitzrayim because they weren't allowed to leave the houses. But by the Yam Tov, Shein Pasak, Zakeli, V'Anrehu, they pointed and they said, this is my God. And Chazal make a drasha, V'Anrehu, the Gemara in Sukkah, V'anveyu is not really a word. It refers to the mikdash, which is called Nava, like Tagam Unkelus there says. V'evni le'mikdasha, let me come to Eretz Yisrael and build the Ribbono Shel Olam mikdash. But the Gemara in Sukkah says V'anveyu comes from two words put together. V'anveyu is Ani Vahu. This is my God, Ani Vahu. What's being hinted to here is that on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was a Gilui Shechina B'Bechinas Bayis. That's the Bechina of Beis HaMikdash. Al Teitzu, do not leave from your homes. Because the Hashras HaShechina was on the home. That's one level of Mikdash. But a higher level of Mikdash took place by the Yom Tov when they beheld the Ribbono Shel Olam and they said, Zakeli, this is my God, Ani Vahu. Not just enough that I build a Mishkan, but Ani Vahu, that I should be the Mikdash of Hashem. This is what Klai Yisrael celebrated, and this was the reason behind the Shira of Klai Yisrael, was the recognition, the very deep understanding of the Tachlis HaBria, that Hashem has chosen me, He's chosen us, He's chosen every single one of us to be His Mikdash. Ve'ein Simcha Gedolah Mizu. And that only took place by the Yom Tov, because the Yetziah from Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach was not a full Yetziah. It was only by the Yom Tov that Hashem told Bnei Yisrael that this is the very last time you're going to see the Mitzrayim. Why so? Because Paro, he survived all of the Makos, but he drowned in the Yom Tov. Because there was a certain musa which Paro represented, which is that a person could be godly. And of course, Paro tainted that. He contaminated it because he made himself into a Avodah Zarah. But the concept that an Adam is Shaykh Telukos, this was a Chiddush which almost was held captive by Paro. But when he drowned in the Yam Tov, and it was revealed and was given over to Bnei Yisrael, and they said, Zekeli V'Anvehu, that it's Shaykh for a Yid to truly become that Mishkan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was something very, very special to celebrate. When we come back to our Gemara, which we spoke about before, our Gemara tells us, Paro Shachayi B'mei Moshe, he was an Amma, he was a Kano Amma, or Pamashtato, Amma Vezeres. Where do we find dimensions like this? In the Mishkan. The Aron Kodesh was an Amma, an Amma V'chatzi Amma, and the Shulchan was an Amma, Shtei Amos. The whole parasha is talking about the dimensions of Amma V'chatzi Amos. Because like the Shlod, the Nefesh HaChaim, is teaching us that a Yid needs to know that it's not that Hashem wants a Mishkan and Kelim. That's a bidiyavid. It's a lechatchila, but it's a big bidiyavid to what Hashem has in store for us, which is that the Yid himself should be that. So this is not just divrei agadata that Hashem is telling us through the divrei chazal, who Paro was, what his stats were, how tall he was, how wide he was. It's representing a musav which Paro represented in his gaiva, that he made himself into elokus, and we're supposed to take from Paro this musav and to say, the kelim of Beza Mikdash, Amo v'chati Amo, Amo v'chati Amo. This is a matana which is shaykh to Klai Yisrael. We speak about Chodesh Adar, Mishenechnes Adar, Marbim B'Simcha. It's very clear from Divrei Chazal that this is referring to the Beis HaMikdash, because the Gemara contrasts this with the fact that Mishenechnes Av is Mematim B'Simcha. And if Av is a Zman of Chorban Beis HaMikdash, that means that Adar is a Zman of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which is what Purim represents. Where is the Binyan Beis HaMikdash on Purim? The teretz is that there's a musig, there's a secret that Purim brings out in this place of Ad Lo Yada, which I missed, I'm sure that was spoken about. The das of Ad Lo Yada, that place of the unthinkable. So we have to learn it from a parai. The shval anashim, the lowest of people. The lowest of people, he teaches us that just because you look like a box and you're tiny like the kelim, that doesn't make you into a mikdash. You have to be truly shval anashim. And a person humbles himself and he sees himself as an ayin and bottle to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he's ma'achshe shel into being a mikdash. We should be zeichet, the simcha v'adar, habayim alinu l'teiva. To make ourselves into that mikdash, it's going to happen. The shail is just when. Because ha'avos hainin amar kava, the avos reach the madriga, and every single yid has a chiyuv to say, masa yagi u'mayis el ma'isi avoyis ei av mitzav yag, we should be zeichet to those v'yisub, from Mishar Tikeinu. Meir Yavimeinu Amin. Amen. Amen.
Bye.